the feeling is the remote.
I'm Laurel Berman. A convoy of evacuees was not able to leave Ukraine's besieged city of Mariupol on Sunday because Russian forces continued shelling despite a temporary ceasefire agreement, local authorities said. It's extremely dangerous to take people out under such conditions, the city council said in an online statement. Pro-Russian separatists and Ukraine's National Guard are accusing each other of failing to establish a humanitarian corridor out of the city. The second time the sides attempted to arrange it, Ukraine's 24 television showed a fighter of the Azov Regiment of the National Guard who said Russian and pro-Russian forces that have encircled the port city continued shelling the areas that were meant to be safe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday reassured Moldova's leaders that the United States would rally international opposition to Russian aggression whenever and wherever it occurs. Speaking alongside Moldovan President Maia Sandu on a tour through Eastern Europe in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Blinken also said that the United States supported Moldova's aspirations to join the European Union, but that the process would be decided by the EU. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Sunday to declare a ceasefire in Ukraine, open humanitarian corridors, and sign a peace agreement. His office said NATO member Turkey shares a maritime border with Russia and Ukraine in the Black Sea and has good ties with both. Ankara has called Russia's invasion unacceptable and offered to host talks, but has opposed sanctions on Moscow. And the number of people fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine has topped 1.5 million, making it Europe's fastest growing refugee crisis since World War II, according to the United Nations. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed directly to Russians on Sunday to take to the streets in protest against the Kremlin's invasion of his country or risk their own poverty and repression. Since last week, thousands of people in Russia have been detained for protesting against the invasion of Ukraine, or what the Russian authorities call a special military operation that began on February 24th. Ukrainian soldiers bolstered defenses around Kyiv on Sunday, digging trenches, blocking roads, and coordinating with civil defense units as Russian forces bombarded the surrounding areas and attacked towns and villages nearby. While the armed forces and civilian volunteers dug in, thousands of people continued to try to flee the city, 3.4 million, as fears of a full assault spread. Record numbers of refugees headed into Poland from Ukraine, with the total number expected to surpass 1 million people later on Sunday as Russian forces escalated their invasion. Fresh data shows Polish border guards cleared as many as 129,000 people at border crossings on Saturday, the most in a single day since the war started. British Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab described talk of threat of Russia using nuclear weapons in its invasion of Ukraine as brinksmanship and rejected President Putin's statement that likened Western sanctions to a declaration of war. A week ago, Putin ordered his military command to put Russia's deterrence forces, which include nuclear arms, on high alert, citing what he called aggressive statements by NATO leaders and Western economic sanctions against Moscow. MasterCard and Visa are suspending their operations in Russia. It's the latest blow to Russia's financial system after its invasion of Ukraine. MasterCard said Saturday its cards issued by Russian banks will no longer be supported by its network, and any MasterCard issued outside the country will not work at Russian stores or ATMs. Visa said it's working with clients and partners in Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. Many other companies around the world have also made moves to up the financial pressure on Russia and its people because of its attack on Ukraine. The Russian tanks and missiles besieging Ukraine also are threatening the food supply and livelihoods of people in Europe, Africa, and Asia who rely on the vast, fertile farmlands known as the breadbasket of the world. The war has sent wheat prices up 55% since a week before the invasion. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.